الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. First of all, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our ulama, those who are gathered in South Africa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them muhabbah, guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep that barakah of ulama in the Southern African country and the entire world. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us their ilm and effort, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us as a follower of ulama. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward each and everyone who participates in this Mubarak Majlis. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use each and every Muslim as a nur of Allah on earth, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, let us make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward each and everyone who assessed on that Mubarak meeting. And may Allah safeguard our ulama who came from the other country. May Allah bring the, take them home safely, inshallah. And may Allah reward each and everyone who take that amanat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brother and sister in Islam, I'd like to remind you from the beginning of the program that our program is live program. And I'd like to say shukran to all our listeners, brothers and sisters, and all our friends here in Johannesburg or out of Johannesburg and out of South Africa. Shukran for all you SMSs and emails and WhatsApp. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use our Radio Islam as a road of hidayah and tawfiq, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, once again we welcome you. And today I'd like to thank our respected brother Ismail. He doesn't want me to mention his name, but I don't know. We need some people to inspire us and to encourage us to come here and talk. All of us, we like to be great and big. All of us, we have agreed to have that type of leadership. Even if you don't want it, you will find yourself Amir. As a father, you are Amir. Okay, you're not married, you don't have wife and children. You are Amir of your own organs and your own body. And all of us, you see, if there is any vacancy or any competition for the job, you see how many people stand in the queue. Come and see on the election and see how many seats in the parliament and how many guys want to jump there and to take the lead. It is a war, a fight. It's a really heavy battle. Media, what, moving, go to the people on the location. Leadership, that Imara is very attractive, very, it's like a magnet guiding people. But this Imara, or that leadership, in Islam, we count it as amana. Everyone wants to be the manager, boss, director. Oh, amongst the brothers and sisters, everyone wants to take the lead. No problem. You take the lead bihaqqiha. It's in through the legal way. Leadership, or that Imara, or to be big guy, it's amana. And the driver of the car is fully responsible for the ruh of the passengers. Straight. If you are driving and then there's something wrong happen to the passenger, you are fully responsible in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's amana. Inna aradna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ard. Allah has given the samawat, the sky and earth, and the jibal. I refuse to have that amana, the choice to be responsible. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They refused, totally refused. وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They were very, very scared, and they have a lot of fear on them because of it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. And then mankind like me and you, you pick it up. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Very, very oppressive, very, very ignorant, because you don't know how serious is that amana. And if you still remember, when we talk about the wives of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that one lady, she didn't want to marry Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because she was worried about amana. Any lady married a Nabi is not a normal husband, is not a normal person in the house, is Rasulullah. Any command, any order, any word from the Nabi to his wife is not a husband and wife. It is amana, it is order from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why the lady said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I'd like, but I'm a mother of the orphan and you are Nabi, so I can't manage to look after Nabi and look after the children. We know that when we talk about leadership, our mind goes to the president and the king, and no, we're talking about that low level. No problem. Imara, to have that leadership, bihaqqiha, you become a shade of Allah, or the hand of Allah on earth. And one day, serving the ummah in justice, better than many years in ibadah. But what about the Amir when he doesn't know the amana, he doesn't fear Allah, and he doesn't have power, or he misused that power he got? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wailun lil umara, wailun lil urafa, wailun lil umana. What is that? It's a war to those who take the leadership but they do not look after it. Those who took the sober vision, those who have become a treasurer but they don't look after the money and the amanat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in the same time, we know that we need the Amir. We need the leader. In kuntum thalatha fa'ammiru ahadakum. If you are three, you have to choose one Amir. Al jama'atu khayr. The group are better than the single or the individual. Imara fu deen, imara fu dunya, leadership fu deen, leadership fu dunya. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not encourage an ordinary person to be Amir, because it is amana and disgrace on the day of Qiyamah. If we are responsible for our own body and our own children, and it's heavy amana, what about the person who is responsible for 100,000 million of people under him? And we do believe that imara and leadership is not about fame and leading and all, it's about surface. Khidma. And the poet said, Inna al-amira yumsi amiran hina azlih. فَإِنْ زَالَ سُلْطَانُ الْإِمَارَةِ لَمْ يَزَلْ سُلْطَانُ فَضْلِهِ. What a beautiful saying, that you can feel the Amir is a real Amir when they expel him, when they take him off. Because if the authority and the power of authority goes away from his hand, but he still have the power and authority of the favor which he used to do in his lifetime. So you feel, and we do see it in our life, our ustaz, our sheikh, our teacher in the school, our imam, our grandfather, our parents, when we see them, we understand that they're still our teacher, they're still remaining our sheikh and our qari. Even those who taught us alif ba'ta, or the small surah, we still have that respect, we give them their dignity, even after these people retired. Or they get sick, or they get old. Inna al-amira yumsi amiran hina azlih. Fa'in zala sultan al-imarati lam yazal sultan fadl. And we did see on former President Mandela, you know, people don't want to leave that title of him. They still counting as a leader, because he done a favor and he gained the heart of the people. Brother and sister in Islam, are you Amir? When I say Amir, I mean the man on the charge. You got authority. Right. Obedience of the Amir is fard. It is fard. It's a compulsory from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa ati'u Allah, wa ati'u Rasul, wa ulil amri minkum. So obey Allah and obey His Messenger and those who are in charge. But when you look at this verse of Quran, He used this Arabic word وَأَطِيعُوا. طَاعَة is obedient. And وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ, obey the Rasul. But he never say obey the leaders. Because if they don't practice the sunnah of Rasulullah and the command of Allah, so they are not a dini amir. So, because this one, the amir has nothing to do from his side, he must implement the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah. We have no problem, anyone can be amir. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar, they accepted to be under the leadership of young boy, 18 years old, Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd. They have no problem at all. Many people, they think that because he's old or because he's rich, he must be Amir. No. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf was a multimillionaire, but he refused Khilafat. People vote for him, he refused the Khilafat. So, we have no problem at all if anyone can be Amir, but as long he obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and he fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr didn't have any problem that young boy is the leader in army in the time of jihad. We see nowadays that elderly people don't want to accept the advice and the leadership of the young boys. No. Anyone who is capable to lead, that is an honor for him, because it's not a personal thing. It is just practicing the command of Allah and the deen of Allah. So we have no problem at all as long the deen of Allah is implemented in our life. One man, he entered the mosque and then he find young boy is giving Jum'ah Bayan. So that old man, he said, Wayahakum, woe to you. Don't you have old man to say what this boy say? The whole town doesn't have one man can say the same what this young boy say. Oh boy, who are you and who put you here? So that young boy, because of ilm, because of akhlaq, he said, me, it's the way, it's the one you see him now. You don't need to say who am I. And the one who put me, exactly the one who put Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar under Usama ibn Zayd, it means the one who brought me here to this member is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother and sister in Islam, it's not about the age, it's not about the race, it's about the surface, it's about that fear of Allah and the amanat of Allah. Sayyidina Sulaiman is a king, Malik, but it doesn't stop him or doesn't prevent him from listening to the Hudhud. And was listening to the Namla, the ant. And he was on top of the carpet. And he was in the sky. And then he felt a little bit that he is Amir. So that carpet about to drop him down. He said to the carpet, you know what? When we come down, I will burn you. Allah let this carpet speak. He said, Ata'na kama ata'at Allah. We obey you as long you obey Allah. You have kibr. You thinking over. We are the soldiers of Allah. Like many people, when his parents ask him to do haram, or his manager want to do haram, or to witness haram, I'm ordering you. He said, no, sorry. Someone else ordered me before you. Is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. La ta'at li makhluq fi ma'asiyat al-khaliq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said to his people, Ati'uni ma ata'at Allah. Obey me as long as I obey Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, Imam Adil, a fair leader, it's better than 1,000 years ibadah. Because we need the justice. All this era what we see in this dunya and this world, because people feel that they're being oppressed. We need Imam, we need a leader, we have to obey the leader. Anyone who's Imam Adil, he's under the shade of Allah in the day of Qiyamah. Mashura, because Imam asked us for Mashura, Nabi Muhammad ﷺ had a wahi, but he made Mashura with Khadija radiallahu anha, with many Sahaba. But the problem is, brother and sister in Islam, that after every Amir, or every Imam, something is called bitana. What is bitana? Bitana is these guys, we call them the germs and viruses around the king or the president or the manager. Bad advisors. Every evil come from these people. Sometimes the president is very clean. Manager is very good. But these people around, they give him hard time. Bitana. Close. And when we talk about bitana, it's not necessary the advisor of the president or the minister or manager. Could be the wife of the man. Or his younger daughter or his old son, whatever. Someone in your life, your friend. We call them the controller of the haqq. And then those who deprive the emir from seeing the truth. Give him a wrong report, wrong information, and try to gossip by him. And the problem come and the zulm will come. Secretary, all those people around those on authority. Ummatul Islam, we call them the mafia or hijacker of those, the emir. You don't see people, you just get his report from untrustful person. Brother, sister in Islam, again I'm asking, are you emir or not? Yes, I am emir. Everyone is emir. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun ar-ra'iyyah. Everyone is a shepherd, and every shepherd is responsible for his flocks and his sheep. And if you're listening to me, you say, alhamdulillah, I'm not a manager, but you are amir in your family, amir in yourself, amir in your organs. In the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, liman al-mulku al-yawm. For who is the ownership? Who is the owner today? The kingdom is for who? Lillahi al-wahid al-qahar. It's for Allah, the one and only, the Almighty. So, the hand will talk against you, the skin will talk against you, each and every part of your body will stand against you because you are no more amir on the day of Qiyamah. Antaqana Allahu alladhi antaqa kulla shay'. Allah, the one who let us utter and speak out, the one who caused everything to speak. Ummatul Islam, amana, authority, in charge, amana. How many people mislead people? How many parents mislead their children and family? Not only on deen, in finance, in dunya, a corrupted father, a terrible mother, neglecting mother, terrible people did not give deen to their children. Amana, as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa annaha khizyun wa nadama. It is a disgrace and regret on the day of Qiyamah. Ummatul Islam, let us look at this thing with a little bit deep understanding. You are Amir on certain level. You are Amir. If you have nothing to lead, you are leading your body, your eyes, your hand, your tongue. You are Amir. Brother and sister in Islam, many people, they don't know that in the day of Qiyamah there is another hisab. It's called the leadership of hisab. The hisab of the leadership. And many people, they think that he's responsible out of the house. Or he's just dumped the money to his wife and children and he go walk away and say, khalas, I done my amanat. Never. Sober vision, responsibility, checking the iman of your family, it's under your responsibility. Ummatul Islam, let us practice our amanat according to the kitab and sunnah. But some people take the leadership for more surface, for more the people serve him, the emir want the people to serve him, taking the effort of the others, cheating, misusing that leadership to make zulm, to oppress the creation of Allah. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when he was going out with his group, he said, "Wa ana alayya jam'ul hatab." Someone said, "I'm going to get the sheep to slaughter." Another one said, "I'm going to skin it." Another one said, "I cut it." Another one said, "I will wash it." Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And me, the Amir, choose a very, very strange job. collect the firewood. Amir, ask my listener now when you go for outing, and then you see now the father sitting, and then giving order, bring the fire here like this, and say, okay, alhamdulillah, mashallah, you have a good children. But let us let the people feel that we are there for one another. Kabir al-qawmi khadimuhum. The leader of the nation is the one who under the surface of the people. Ummatul Islam, obedience of the Amir is a must. Once you accept that person as Amir, it's finished now. It's wajib. You can't walk away from the Amir's command. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Umm Salama, "Oh Umm Salama, people are perished. I call them, they don't obey me, listen to me." And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to some of the Sahaba, "They are perished, gone astray." Read in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, on the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, they don't want to listen to the Nabi. They want to move ahead to Makkah, and he want to go home because he made a treaty. And say, Umm Salama, people, my people are perished, going astray. Amartuhum falam yuti'u. I commanded them to listen to me. Perished, eh? Sahaba perished, right? What about the husband when he call his wife, don't want to listen? He thinks he won't perish this one. Oh, the children. Oh, the husband who lost the control of the family. He just become a member of the family, like one child. And we see some useless parents, I'm very sorry to say that, that he said, no, I said it. I said it many times, but don't want to listen. What must I do? Leave them. Oh, my friend. Well, you leave them to where? To halaku, to be perished. Fight till the last minute. Ummatul Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Dharr, said, Abu Dharr, it is khizyum wa nadama. It is regret and disgrace, and don't take it illa bihaqqiha. Illa bihaqqiha. Ummatul Islam, we have to look after the amanat. We have to look after those whom we are in charge of. Be strong, be merciful, because you will have hisab on it. Inna Allaha ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha. Indeed, Allah has commanded you to fulfill the amanat to its owner. And our wife is amanat, the children are amanat, the animal and the birds in our house is amanat, our body is amanat, Deenul Islam is amanat. The biggest amana is yourself. How you fix people but you don't want to fix yourself? قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. What a lucky person, successful person, the one who purify his nafs. Ummatul Islam, let us sit with ourselves and see how far I am in that amanat. Are you weak? Do you love to be Amir with no service? Do you love to follow the Amir without no obedience? Ummatul Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did tell Abu Dharr, innaka inni araka da'ifa. Indeed I see you powerless. Powerless, it means you are not capable for that job. Not because he's bad. Some people like that. Someone, Allah created him for a certain thing. For many ulama, they are unable to make business at all. Because the imam and the alim come on the masjid and say, must help one another. We must be flexible for selling and buying. And imagine that maulana or that sheikh or that imam selling the bread. And one lady come only with the little money, or she said, my children are hungry. What does maulana will say? And it's supposed to be in each and every Muslim, not only maulana. So Abu Dharr like that. You won't make it. That's why the women cannot be the judge, who cannot be the Amir, for one reason. She got a very soft heart. She's treating people as a mother. Ummatul Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it very straight. Innakum satahrisuna ala al-imara. Indeed, you will be keen and rushing to have authority. وَسَتَكُونُ نَدَامَةٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. It will be regret on the day of Qiyamah. فَنِعْمَةُ الْمُرْضِعَةُ وَبِئْسَةُ الْفَاطِمَةُ What a nice nursing mother. What a bad lady who weaned the child. Oh, very good starting, but bad ending. The mother, when the baby take the milk for the first time, everyone is happy. MashaAllah. But when the mother weaned and stopped the baby, it's like janaza. Receiving, MashaAllah. But depriving and taking, A'udhu Billah. People, when they make money, they feel happy. And they go to take zakat from them, they want to kill that one. Reason? He like to take. But giving is bad. We get baby, alhamdulillah, aqiqah, party, hadiyah, mashallah. When the baby died, his funeral and tears and cry. Yeah. Taking very nice, giving is very bad. Ummatul Islam, why I'm saying that? Because nowadays, people, you don't understand that when you follow the Amir and just listen to the Amir, it's ibadah. And you must feel sorry for the Amir because really, really he's in a trouble. Any Amir is in a trouble. Once the person got power, he doesn't know who's his friend, who's the honest advisor, and who's his enemy. All the hypocrites and double faces come around him, and then he don't know what happened. That one is called Bitana. The fleas, that mosquito around the dead body. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Sumra, Ya Abdul Rahman, la tas'al al-imara. O Abdul Rahman, do not ask for leadership. Fa'in a'taytaha min ghayri mas'ala, u'imta alayha. If Allah gave it to you without any fight, or any asking and begging, Allah will assist you. When أعطيتها عن مسألة, but if you keen to have it, وكلت عليها, you will suffer. You will play alone without the help of Allah. And we did see nowadays, in our time now, people are fighting for leadership. Once he ride, he can't sleep. They can't sleep. 24 hours, he's a judge. 24 hours is struggle. We need the Amir al-Qawi al-Amin. Very mighty, but the iman, like Sayyidina Umar. Very expertise, and then very knowledgeable. You got experience, taqwa. But nowadays, we find the Amir, no taqwa. And what a bad Amir, when you got power but no taqwa. This one become dictator. Misuse the power against those who powerless. Brother, sister, Islam, according to the religion of Islam, we know that obedience of the Amir is haqq. As-sam'u wa ta'a, listening and obeying. Advising the Amir secretly, that one we have to say it. And I'd like to remind our listeners that our program is live program. You can WhatsApp me. If I say something wrong, please WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717 so that I can rectify myself. And I say it live now. Never ever advise your Amir openly. Many people work in a company, an organization. We try to disregard the Amir and lower him or shame him in the gathering. You have to take the Amir aside and tell him about your notice. You can't just steal the show and try to show yourself that you have some secret and you give it to them. And then, dignity of the Amir is part of Iman. Man akrama sultan o sultanullah fi dunya akramahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah. We have to give our parents, our leaders, our ulama the dignity. You can't. People are making jokes nowadays about the Imam and Maulana. They make fun of him. He said, it's not about this uncle here. It's about the message he carried or how he represents. This person is representing Deenul Islam. It's nothing to do about the individual or the person himself. And then you cooperate with him on birr wa taqwa. We need a minister or a helper, honest, and then encourage the people, encourage the Amir, to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So many of our brothers, when he select his advisor or his deputy, he must know that this person has no hypocrisy at all. He will tell him the truth on his face. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you got sahaba around him, mashallah, you got very good friend, but he did listen to everyone, man, women, child, from different race. If the Amir forgot something, the helper or advisor stand and assist him and advise him secretly. Can you believe the dua for our president or our minister or our Amir? It's preferable after every salah. Instead of cursing that president or that king or that manager, no, make dua, Allah give him hidayah. It's better. Once the manager or the president or the king got hidayah, so it, mashallah, is very good now. You won't make evil. If you make dua for your father, your manager, you say, may Allah what? Take him. Another one will come. So we can't just kill people with our dua. We need hidayah. Once the person got hidayah, it's good for community. A sabr, you make sabr. You make sabr. Give him chance. And then there's no way to assist a kuffar against your amir or your manager ever. Like people spy or people, they try to report him and all that. Never. We have to encourage the public to obey the amir. I'm telling you, once you accept him as amir, finish. No more cheating. No more hypocrisy. Do not lie to him. Tell him the truth. Protect the ird of the amir. You know what is ird? His dignity. His reputation. You can't say my manager is shaitan. My manager got a girlfriend. My manager is stealing. Not like that. Why I'm saying that? Because once you attack the leaders, you take out the role model of our society. And it's very bad. It's very bad. The imam, you give story about him. And that manager, and mayor, and minister, and president, and you, the children, or those children, they look around, they say, we find the whole dunya is corrupted. You say, oh, I'm living there in a bad environment, so let me join them. So you create a bad example for the next generation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is Sattar. Sattar, it means conceal the secret of the person for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister Islam, yes, we do put some responsibility on the Amir, but it doesn't free you from the main responsibility to assist him and to do the work without putting it on the shoulder of the Amir. If you see any error or any problem in a community, especially nowadays, wallahi, nowadays, the time of desperate. We are desperate. It's an era of stress, era of pain. I'm telling you, in each and every corner of the world, you find malhoof. What is malhoof? A desperate person. All the Anbiya, they were heroes to help without payment or without asking the Amir to help or not. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Shu'aib, Sayyidina Musa carried the pain of all Bani Israel. Aisha radiallahu anha, they ask her, oh Aisha, have you ever seen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam read salah sitting? She said, yes, ba'dama hattamahu nas, after the people has finished him by serving them. Yes, yes. And Khadija radiallahu anha, when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to her and said, zammiluni, Khadija, I got something strange there in the cave. It could be a jinnat, could be a wahi. She said, no, it's not a jinnat. Innaka la tasilu rahim. Indeed, you join your relatives, family ties. The greatest ibadah when you have a good relation with your family. I'm telling you, there's no way to call yourself salih if you have a family error. I don't want to talk politics tonight because I got a plenty message that each and every family got story. Allahu Akbar. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ Khadija radiallahu anha said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also take the burden of the other in your shoulder. Yes. 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 You take all the taklif. The people say, no, why I put myself on the trouble? That is the sunnah. Allah reward you. You just take it from those who cannot take it. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ You assess the poor and the needy. Yes, you give him a chance to stand on his feet. What a great ibadah. When you set up the life for the others. You know, when we talk about marriage, do you have a wife for me? He say, no, you know what, leave me alone. I don't want headache. You people, when it goes well, mashallah. When it goes wrong, you come and swear me here by my house. No, wallahi, is a great ibadah. Ishfa'u tu'jaru wa in khab. This is a hadith. Try to interfere. And even if it doesn't come well, Allah reward you. So, وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ That you look after your guest and visitor. You give a nice hospitality. Oh, that one here, we need to talk. I don't know why we don't like the guest anymore. He must fill application before he come to our house. And he must announce it before 15 days. In our mother's time or grandmother's time, the house become like Arafat. People come with no invitation. Family, neighbors from the village, they come and eat and go. I don't know from where this old lady get food. And she got sabr. Oh, may Allah grant my mother Jannatul Firdaus. Oh, what a nice time. I don't know this lady from where. 2 minutes. The food is there. And good smile and good hospitality. Father and man in the house don't know from where this lady got it from where. Subhanallah. Generosity. Nowadays, our wife, if just invite someone without telling her, she's going to make janazah there in the house. My engineer said, cut him. And then look at the number of the plate on the table. 3-3. There's no 3.5. Look at the rice she cooked. She must clean the pot one time. We need to leave little bit there. Maybe Malhoof will come. Allah give our wives hidayah. Allah give our daughters hidayah. You must understand that as-sakhiyyu habibullah, the generous person is a beloved one to Allah. Aibuhu mastur wa dhanbuhu maghfur. His fault is covered as his sin is forgiving. Allahu Akbar. And Khadija radiallahu anha said, and you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tiqri al-daif, you look after the daif, the guest. Wa tu'inu ala nawa'ib al-dahr, and you help and assist and ease the difficulties of the people in their lifetime. Wallahi, all of us, we are in difficulties. If it's not financially, it's spiritually, psychologically. People, the phone, Mawlana, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, Sheikh, my wife trouble me. You think that I'm Amir al-Mu'am, her father? They say, inshallah, what must I do? One man said, one tenant don't want to go. Must I send someone to him to hit him? You say, which sharia is? You're following which deen? I don't know, this man don't want to pay the rent. I want to call someone. He said, no. Muslim don't do that. We do it in a legal way. Take him to court to let the lawyer deal with him. We can't. You can't. You say, Sheikh, you know these guys who make a trouble here. Can I shoot him? Did he steal? No, but he's going to... No, my friend, you can't make your own sharia because you're angry. Make sadaqah jariyah by implementing deenul Islam. Only deen, sharia. Don't put your culture in. Don't put your opinion in. Dhul Qarnain, he made a favor to the ummah. I don't know, we have to read a lot about this man, Dhul Qarnain. He built a wall. Is sadaqah jariyah till now to protect the ummah from the evil of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. What a great sadaqah jariyah. Just stop the evil from this creation of Allah to come and make haram. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas went away from the Masjid of Ramadan from i'tikaf just to mediate and talk on behalf of a debtor, the man who owe people money. And then he said, to just go to ease the life of the people, better than 10 years i'tikaf. Allah give you reward more than 10 years i'tikaf. Brother and sister in Islam, if the people come to you for help, you must know that you are very special. I'm telling you. Don't let your wife, your children, your husband stop you from that greatest ibadah. You say, I don't want headache. People are just come and put a burden on us. Wallahi al-azim. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will reward you if you make this ibadah. You see, how much you give me. So, no. I don't want, لا نريد منهم جزاء ولا شكورا. We don't want anything. Leave me alone. I need that on the day of Qiyamah. You desperate on Sirat, desperate on Hashr, on Mizan, and you will find that person come and say, oh, here I am. You remember the day you brought my wife back. Oh, you did listen to me when I was complaining something. Just comfort me and entertain me. Brother, sister, Islam, some people Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created them لِقَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ, just to spend or to fulfill the need of the people. حَبَّبَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرِ, they love to do that. وَحَبَّبَ الْخَيْرَ إِلَيْهِمْ, and he let the khair and goodness love these people. إِنَّهُمْ لَآمِنُونَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, indeed they will be saved from the azab, the punishment of Allah in the day of Qiyamah. Read the seerah of Sahaba and see Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, the leader, the Amir, carry the cake, flour and the oil to the widows and to the orphaned. And he used to sweep and clean the cage or the small house of the old lady. Sayyidina al-Hasan, son of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anhuma, when they make ghusl in the time of his janazah, when they made for him ghusl, they find a line around his shoulder by carrying the water for the needy. I never tell anyone. Sayyiduna Abdurrahman bin Auf, that a multi-millionaire sahabi, is the man who gave his wealth and his time to the needy and the people. Sayyiduna Uwais al-Qarni, he spent all his money just to feed people. I want to meet this man, really. Why? This man is a man of the desperate people. Many of us, we face that desperate people. And sometimes we feel sorry and say, sorry, my friend, next time. Oh, someone said, no, if I stop and pick up this man, oh, this uncle is going to take out the gun or the knife are going to give me. And then, someone said, no, it's not my business. You must go there for the government to help him. Another one said, oh, shame, I would like to do it, but you know what? I'm busy. You heard about that hadith that a prostitute woman saw the dog desperate of water. Then the dog saw the water very deep on the well, can't go inside. So, you know, insan is insan, human being is human being. The lady, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arise, oh, brought the rahmah on her heart on that moment. And then the lady felt sorry for the dog. As an insan, yeah, that's why I tell you, the origin of human being is iman and mercy. All that evil we see around here is not real. It came later on. It's temporary. But basically, we are good people. So what happened for that? That prostitute woman, she put herself in danger, jumped inside the well, alone in the desert. If it's me and you, say, oh dog, sorry my friend, I'd like to, but you know what, there's no cup here or anything, shame. Oh, you're going to push the dog inside the well, I don't know what you're going to do. And then the lady jumped inside the well, very deep, she put the water in the shoes, and put the shoes in her mouth, and climb there, and go up there, put herself on this. This lady can die there inside. And then she gave the dog water. It was not enough. Then she came back and repeated again till the dog took the water. Fashakar Allahu lah. Allah appreciated that when she died, jannati. Allah accepted her ibadah, and Allah forgive her sin because of that honesty, ikhlas. Because now, if what the dog will give that lady? There's no media there, there's no camera there, there's no shukran or jazakallah. Only Allah and the dog and this lady. That is a real amal. What a great ikhlas. That's why we don't know which amal take us to Jannah. We don't know. Really, we don't know. We don't know which one. Maybe a secret thing or something, even you forgot about it, it will take you to Jannah. Brother and sister Islam, have you met, have you ever met a desperate person, malhoof, in your life? And what was your reaction? What was your reaction? Brother and sister Islam, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, and the well for the Ummah, the Nakhla, the palm tree, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, one man, he said, Musa, could you please make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just prosper my life, ease my life for 2 years. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, and Allah gave this man barakah, and that man built a big house. And he made 4 doors for the house, not one, 4 doors. One door is for the hungry people. Another door for the thirsty people. Another door for the one who's naked, need the clothes. Another one just for hajat, for the needy people, any needy. It's like department. So, after 2 years, the barakah is still on, because he was asking Allah only for 2 years. So Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, oh Allah, the 2 years is over, but now you carry on with the barakah. He said, Musa, I gave him to open one door, he opened 4. So you think the slave of Allah more generous than Allah? Allah must be more generous. And he carry on with the barakah and blessing and tawsi'ah forever. Brother and sister in Islam, can we be the people of desperate? Can we are there for the needy people? ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. All that cowardness or that negative reaction towards the needy is not because of us. It is shaitan. Oh, maybe Allah, shaitan inspired the wife and children. Daddy, don't do it. Never listen to this lady or their children. Do it for your akhirah. Do it for yourself. Imagine in the day of Qiyamah on the Sirat, Allah will put you amongst, will resurrect you amongst the people of Ikram. Kareem, the generosity, is a title of Allah, is a title of Allah. When we talk about the person like me and you, we remember the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the worst evil in a human being, shuhun hali'a. What is shuhun hali'a? Misery, misery. But it's very, very sad misery. He cry when he spend. Don't want. You say, cut my heart, but don't cut my pocket. I don't know who teach the people like this. You must cut my heart, but don't touch my pocket. Time is money. You know all this saying which is wrong, and our children are saying it. Shuhun hala. Now I'm asking my listeners and myself, are we shahih? Shahih is miser. You know, miser, the ulama said, oh, this miser is very good to his family. Because the stingy person, he spends only on his family. By the miser, he doesn't want to spend even on himself. He don't want to go to a doctor, don't want to spend on himself. He say he just give his money full to his inheritors. Give the family full. And then they live like poor, and he will get hisab like rich. Wajubnun khali'a. A very terrifying cowardness. You're scared. You're scared. Nowadays, they taught us how to get scared of the crisis. Food crisis, virus crisis, crisis, crisis. People are expecting musiba coming in the future. There's no tawakkul ala Allah. There's nothing. This is why we're saying the person, you mustn't go to the fortune teller. Those who read the future, don't go to them because you don't achieve anything. If they give you 2,000 happy incidents and give you one wrong or bad one, you will live on fear. You will forget the 2,000 and you think about the bad one. Right? Just make tawakkul ala Allah. We complaining because of that shuh, that stinginess, or that hold. The people are dry. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke about the generous person. Tajafu an atharatil kareem. Overlook the mistake of the generous person. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْخُذُ بِيَدَيْهِ كُلَّمَا عَثُرُ. Allah forgive him whenever he make mistake. Yes, the generous person, Allah overlook his mistake. They give and they're saying, it will come back to you. اللهم اعطي منفقا خلفا. The angel every day say, oh Allah, give everyone who spend compensation. And it happened. Wallah, it happened. If you just look, any money you give it away, it comes back. ما نقص مال من صدقة. Never decrease your wealth if you spend the sadaqah. And sadaqah, it's a practical ibadah. You don't need to be alim to give it. You don't need to say something. Just give the sadaqah, you get the reward, finish. You know, when you give bayan 1 hour, maybe Allah accept, maybe I don't accept. But when you give sadaqah, it's guarantee. And look at the ayah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْ. Oh, that is odd, I like it. The one who give, then you got taqwa later on, and then صَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَ بِلِيْهُ وَنَاخِرَ. Oh, that one. Action speaks louder. Give sadaqah and then we'll talk. Look at this. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. Then the one who hold becomes stingy and is self-sufficient, don't want to give, doesn't have any need to Allah. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he deny on the day of Qiyamah. Brother and sister in Islam, let us be amongst those who kareem for the sake of Allah. Let us practice that ibadah. If you are the Amir, if you are the Ma'mur, if you are the follower of the Amir, let us do each and every aspect of our life for the sake of Allah. Dunya is very short. Allah make it easier. Let me advise myself first and all our friends here on the studio and all our listeners. Allah, when we go to the graveyard and we see the reality of this dunya, you go home with no interest in dunya at all, and then you start again to forget. And then we bury our beloved one and come back with nothing. I don't know what we are waiting for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that al-wa'idh al-samit, that silence preacher is death. Where's your father? Where's your beloved friend? Where's the anbiya and siddiqeen? Everyone gone. And subhanallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave me a new chance that we're still alive. Do something. Do not listen to those people who want to give you that type of fear that if you spend, you lose. ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Don't listen. It's a call of shaitan, this. Never. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will keep this ajr for you, not only on dunya, in akhirah, which we need it. Dunya we manage. Al-mal wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya. That ayah is enough, that it's unnecessary. I'm telling you, we got so many people live with no children, no money, and they're more happy than us. So it's not like that. The real yatim, the real needy and desperate person, the one who is alone on the grave, facing his account, facing the real fact, he always neglect that hisab. Deposit something for your akhirah. Give something aman. You deserve it. You done enough for dunya. You done enough for your children and your family. Why don't you do something for yourself? People don't want to go for umrah and say, oh, is a visa now? Wallahi al-azim, I know it's wrong, but wallahi we have to go. I don't know. People are shouting. I say, we don't go, don't go. We people go with the camel, walking, we'll go. And then the people said, no, but I need it. You need it for what? Your name is registered in the file of Israel. Be practical, be honest, be wise, and do something for your akhirah. Honest thing, a real thing. Don't cheat yourself and say, my father done, or my wife will do. Wallahi, the children won't do. He left million of rand. And the son gave 10 rand, sadaqah for his father. Oh, he gave a chicken there for his. Wallahi, the father gave you millions. You don't want to give your father 10,000 or 20,000? He said, we got so many commitments. We got so many responsibilities. Ya Allah, soften the heart of our children to give sadaqah on behalf of us. Wa kana abuhuma saliha. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count the taqwa of the parents, inshallah. Shukran jazeela. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll talk next week. Jazakumullah khair al-jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.